Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Direct and Devil Radio. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, the abortion decision yesterday out of the U.S. Supreme Court caused a lot of consternation. I don't think people understand, but that's not the final word, that was a denial of a stay or an enforcement of the law. But a fascinating piece of information came out about it. And everybody looked on it and thought, oh, well, there's six Republicans, three Democrats, blah, blah, blah. It turned out it was 5-4. And it turned out Roberts joined the three Democrats and said, what the heck is this? And there was an aspect of the law that most people have overlooked that, I mean, this law is wrong on so many counts. But in particular, it has a snitch bounty. What do I mean by a snitch bounty? It permits anybody in Texas who hears that somebody's having an abortion beyond the time period prescribed by the law, which is 6 weeks, can sue the person, sue the doctor, sue whoever brought him to the hospital, the clinic, and get 10 grand. It's a snitch bounty. Your next door neighbor, somebody leans across the fence and says, confidentially, I'm going for an abortion, and it's 7 weeks. He gets 10 grand out of her. All he has to do is file an action. And, you know, the lawyers will crop up, they'll advertise, and they'll say, for 20%, I'll take your case. They get 2 grand, you get 8 grand, just for being a snitch. You know, snitch bounties are wrong, and they're disfavored in the United States. There was a famous snitch bounty in the Soviet Union in the 1940s. Stalin was the head guy. Laurentin Beria was the head of the secret police. And if you snitched, you got rewarded. And what did you snitch on? You snitched on whether you thought your neighbor had spoken against the state somehow. Children were encouraged to snitch against their parents, and some of them did. Some of the parents were dragged out of the house and sent to the gulag. And, you know, you think that this, let me give you an example of how this was exemplified. Read the novel 1984 by George Orwell. He called it 1984, but he wrote it back in the 40s. Right during the Gulag terror. And it's a painful book to read. I started to reread it. I read it before, and it's very, very sad to read the degradation of people and how they snitch on each other. You can't have a snitch bounty in this country. You can't have somebody, there's no standing, there's no injury to the person that would sue. All they have to do is find out that you did something and get 10 grand out of you. And they'll have lawyers who will set up a mill, and they'll get the two, four grand, you'll get the rest. And that's wrong. So anyway, among other things. So in any event, it was 5-4. It was not 6-3. The Chief Justice Roberts did stand tall on it. And this isn't the end of it. The Supreme Court didn't say this is okay. What the five people said was, well, we're not going to stop its enforcement now. It'll bubble up through the courts. Well, the first thing to do is you go to a federal district court in Texas and they'll shut it down. They'll shut down the whole thing. Because one of the sad things is, saw an interview last night on Rachel Maddow, and a woman who works in one of these clinics was saying people come in at 7 weeks and they didn't realize they were pregnant and their reasons to have an abortion. And so what happens is they try to self-induce and do it. They butcher themselves. And one of the reasons, I went to a lecture by a guy who was a Supreme Court clerk for Byron White back in the early 70s when Roe v. Wade was decided. He was one of the law clerks on Roe v. Wade. And he said, I always thought that this was going to be basically a lay down for whatever came out in Roe v. Wade. He said, no, the initial vote, was 9-0 against recognizing the right. But what Blackmun did, he went up to the Mayo Clinic and read. I thought, well, he was the lawyer for the Mayo Clinic, so he's going to want to do it. No, he was against it. He went up there, and as he read the literature of self-induced abortions and butchery of women, he was so appalled that that was what swung it. And that's happening again. So this is not the end of this, okay? This is not the end of it, but the piece of information that's important to know is that John Roberts went with the three Democrats against at least a snitch bounty, But in the long run, this is going to be overturned. It's simply going to bubble up through the federal courts. And the first federal judge that sees it's going to stop it, then they'll appeal that, the state will, to the Court of Appeals, and they will uphold the stopping of it. They're not going to approve something like this. And then it'll go to the Supreme Court. And then in my judgment, it'll be 5-4 the other way, because not only Roberts go with the Democrats, but I have a feeling there's a very, very good chance that Kavanaugh will too. All right. Going to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's on your mind today? Pizza Box Mike.
Well, I'm waiting for Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney to make a statement and leave the Republican Party, because it is insane and you can't save it. What they should become is independents. Then they can caucus with the Democrats, I guess, on real issues. But if they think that, you know, those two are going to be able to stop what this party's become, abandon that party, man. It's dead.
Yeah, but here's the deal, Pizza Box Mike. She's going to have a tough time, Liz Cheney, getting reelected in Wyoming, right? Because, you know, it's a Republican state. And right now there are people out there who remember her dad, Dick Cheney. I remember him not fondly. He was one of the architects of the false Iraqi invasion. But out there, they like him. They like the family. So the deal is this. The deal is this. So if she becomes a Democrat, she's certainly not going to get reelected out there. If she runs as a Republican, and by the way, Pizza Box Mike, you and I would disagree with on a lot of stuff she stands for. She's not a Democrat. So she's going to try to run again in a primary where Trump has endorsed one of her opponents. Okay, we'll see what happens. See what happens. But she's not changing. Kinzinger is in Rockford, Illinois, that area. The Democrats are in charge of redistricting in Illinois because they have a majority in both houses of the legislature and they have the governorship. And they're losing a congressional seat. And I have a feeling they're going to carve him out. And they're going to put some of his district into other Democratic districts, ones where Democrats are 50-50. They'll put some of his Democratic votes in there. Some where the Democrats are pretty comfortable, they'll put some of the Republican votes in because they can tolerate it. And he's going to get gerrymandered out. I'm frankly sad to see that. I think his voice in the Congress is important. I think it's important. But he's not going to become a Democrat. If he becomes a Democrat, they're not going to take care of him. And if he stayed in the same district, he wouldn't win. So I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And in a perfect world, that's great, except they're not Democrats. They're very conservative on a lot of other things. They are simply not Democrats. So good luck. We'll see what happens. I personally do not think that they will switch. Obviously, I'd welcome them, but I think that ain't going to happen. And frankly, I think it's good to have them in the Republican Party doing what they're doing. Anyway, there you go, Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike. Listen to his show noon on Saturdays. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. Well, we're going to Shorewood. No, we're not. We're going to Sheboygan. Shorewood, Sheboygan, what the heck? No, Sheboygan. My parents' home was in Random Lake. My brother still owns it. That's Sheboygan County. It's right down the line near Washington, Ozaukee counties, that whole area. Sheboygan County is a good county, but their school board had voted to make masks optional in schools. That was a big mistake. Little youngsters are getting COVID. There were 5 hours of debate to reconsider it. And what did Sheboygan do? They still decided not to require masks. Let me tell you something. Pediatric ICU beds are being filled up with COVID patients all around the country. Youngsters are coming down with it. They're dying from it. People said, oh, well, if you're under 12 years old, yeah, you can't get vaccinated. You also can't get COVID. That's false. Not only can you get COVID, then they would say, well, it won't be real serious COVID. And that's false. With the Delta variant, it is real serious. And some of them die. Babies as young as 7 or 8 weeks have gotten COVID. It is insanity not to require masks in schools. Require them. And if a kid for some reason won't because he has parents who are obstinate, then unfortunately that kid should go to school on Zoom. Because here's the deal. These kids can't be vaccinated if they're under 12 years old. So from pre-K up to 12, which is roughly what, fifth grade, sixth grade, early grades, they cannot be vaccinated. And they are having exposure at home frequently to parents who weren't vaccinated. Their teachers are vaccinated by and large and may wear masks. Although frankly, in some areas, there are rules against wearing masks. I'm not kidding. And in Florida, DeSantis violated a court order and said he was going to suspend pay to school board members and other administrators who put in mask mandates in some of the large urban school districts. So in Sheboygan, they should have said, okay, masks are mandatory, just like they do in many other school districts around the country. But no, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. They say, well, they're optional. I don't know what's going on up there in Sheboygan County. It's wrong for them to have done that. When you have youngsters dying, the other thing is it's so easy to have kids enjoy the masks. Give them Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Star Wars, Frozen Princess, that kind of thing, masks. And if you're good, you get this kind of a mask. And if you did real well on a something, get that kind of a mask. And everybody is the same. When you have a student population that's split at 50-50 or worse, 70-30, something like that, kids are going to get bullied. They're going to get remarked on. If they're the minority that don't wear masks, they're going to be bullied. If they're in the minority that do wear masks, they're going to be bullied. This is just frankly wrong. It's just a wrong way to educate kids and divide them. And the school board is doing this because they're getting heat from a handful of libertarian parents who go, well, they're not going to tell me. They're not going to tell me about masks. Not going to tell me about masks. Well, you know something? When it's a communicable disease, we will tell you about masks. If you're going to appear in a public place, and if your kids are going to go to a public or any school. Okay, we're coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.